Welcome back, diehards, to your favorite podcast, The Dynamics Guide to Life. As always, I'm your host, Trey, with my co-host, Josh. And today, we have a special guest host for y'all, Miss Joy Murdoch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, today we're going to guide y'all to thrifting, so stay tuned.
Welcome back, diehards. We have maybe one of our best quotes for you today. It is Wednesday, and in the middle of the week, it can be rough out there. So here's a little bit of advice from the very wise, very old, very dead Picasso. Start of quote. I'd like to live like a poor man, only with lots of money. End quote.
Man, that's my words to live by.
It's words to forever live by.
No, for real.
Eternally live by.
Because if you're living poor, but like have lots of money,
you're all good.
Yeah, you are.
But you're still a poor man.
You know who's not a poor man?
Who?
Our special guest host, Miss Joy Murdoch.
Wait. Yeah.
Yes.
Joy Murdoch is also not a man, and she is neither poor.
See?
That's true.
How are you not poor, Joy?
Because I thrift.
Wait.
Ooh.
What is thrifting?
I'm so glad you asked. So.
She's so prepared.
She is.
Guys, she's more prepared than we ever are.
No, for real.
So thrifting is basically like a cycle of clothes. So someone makes the clothes, you buy them, you wear them, and then eventually you sell them, and someone else picks them up. They buy them, they wear them, and they sell them again. That's pretty much like what the gist of it is.
It's like the circle of life, yeah. But for clothes.
Is there like, do y'all know like what level of thrifting you're at? Like, are you third-hand thrifting right now?
You have no idea. This could be like your great grandsister's clothes. No, I'm kidding.
Mysterious thrifting.
Yeah, for real. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Like, especially with vintage clothing, like, I always wonder, like, who wore this before me? You know? Like,
do you ever
wear it to?
Do you ever wonder if they're, like, dead?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Most of them are probably dead.
Do you ever think if, like, somebody died in the sweater you're wearing that day?
Yeah. Like, do you think the ambulance
had to
rip that sweater?
Could you imagine being an ambulance driver and like seeing somebody with a thrifted sweater that you just saw in a dead person like a week ago?
Right.
Y'all just went, okay.
It's a valid question.
It is
a valid question. You know, sometimes I feel that. Like when I wear clothes from older generations and I see older people, I'm like, what if I look like I was from their time period? Like what if they're like, you look like my friend Aunt Bethany back in the day.
Plot twist. Time travel isn't real. Like, people who think they're time travel are just people who have worn thrifted clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're just playing the part.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just actors from Waffle House.
Yes.
Callback.
That's good.
All the real diehards.
I did time travel. I wish we had time for that today.
No, for real.
We don't. But I have another question on the thrifting.
Okay.
Do you have to buy it for it to be thrifted? Like, what if you have an older... Do you have sisters?
No, I just have one brother.
Okay.
Must be nice. So let's
say
a difference between hand-me-downs and thrifting?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah.
So I think there is not.
Trick answer.
Because I get a lot of clothes, like people will be like, oh, I grew it. Can you try it on? And like for my 16th birthday, I had a girl who was like, hey, these are all actually too small for me. I know you love thrifting. Can I just give you a box of like all of my old clothes? And it was honestly my favorite gift ever.
What?
Because I could wear like over half of it, and if I didn't, then I would sell it and make money off of it.
Right.
That was a really cool gift.
That's a win-win gift.
Hand-me-downs, I think.
Because even your friend just like got rid of her trash.
No, hey, PSA out there for all the friends out there, sweet 16s, don't buy cars.
Exactly.
Don't give them money.
Give your old clothes
away. Give your old clothes away.
That's right.
Because they will appreciate them.
I don't think everyone is as appreciative as Joy Murdoch.
I do go in my brother's closet and steal a lot of his clothes because we're the same size, and I just steal all of his hoodies and sweaters and shirts.
How old is your brother?
29.
Oh, wow. I thought he was like your little brother.
No. Yeah.
For those of y'all that don't know.
Does he thrift as well?
Yeah, he does. He loves thrifting. That's actually one of his favorite things. My whole family loves thrifting, so.
Nice.
I think that's cool.
For those of y'all that don't know, Joy Murdoch is on the smaller side of the height spectrum of life.
Okay.
Yeah, like we're short.
Yeah, but like,
but
Joy makes us look NBA level.
Well, it's like when you spell our names, there's Josh and then there's Joy.
Yeah, and then there's Trey.
There's an extra letter. Yeah, like Trey and Josh are practically the same.
Yeah. Joy?
Joy.
Much miniature.
A letter less.
When you think Joy Murdoch, I want you to think like mini golf. The height of the club. a little bit taller than that. Just like a tad bit taller than that. So when she says her brother's 29, they're still wearing the same size clothes. I really want to see this guy.
Is he 8 feet tall?
No.
I hope he's like a giant. Because well, that would be just so ironic.
That would be ironic. I don't know how tall he is, actually.
He's taller than you? Me,
of course.
Would you say you get your height from your parents? Like, do they distribute your height?
Well, we've met Mama Joy.
Yes. Mama Joy is, she's 1 inch taller than me. Like, quite literally.
So is Dad the main distributor of the height in the family?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. But I think a lot of my family is pretty short. Like, I had a grandma, Grandma Small.
Grandma Wait, Small?
Grandma Small stepped that, on her hair. Because
is that
she
a
was
nickname?
So yes.
Oh,
that was actually her name.
That's Grandma a dub grip.
Stop.
That's yeah. a Doug grandma nickname.
Grandma, it's not a nickname.
Oh.
Grandma Small.
Did you not hear Joy?
I did
I'm
not.
I'm pretty sure that was her actual
life. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, guys, we're getting a little off
she
topic.
Tripped on her hair?
We have got to get back to thrifting.
No, I need to know about Grandma Small. She tripped on her hair?
Yeah, because her hair was so long and she was so short.
Oh.
Pretty sure she was like 4 something.
Oof, oh, poor her. Poor
hey,
grandma.
Hey, I do have to say, shout out to my roommate. I'm taller than you. And that's all I have to say. So.
Hey, shouts out to Joy's roommate.
Dumb shout out.
Whoever you are out there.
Whoever
you know who
you are.
I can call it by name.
No,
that's okay.
We don't do that here.
That's okay. We like it like that.
Okay. So
job.
As a guy, as a person who'd like, I like to go buy clothes, but I don't like to like shop and be out
no,
all
for
day.
Real.
From the woman's perspective.
Yeah.
If you will. How long does thrifting take? Like, is this
can
a...
We-
Is this like a 10-minute going to
Can
store?
Can we do each other's perspectives first, the guy's side?
Oh, yeah.
Because mine won't take long.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
give yours.
I have no interest in thrifting. Occasionally, I'll find something. But if I find it, I find it.
Wait, where do you thrift?
Okay. Maybe unpopular opinion.
Ooh.
If you're just going to the Goodwill, I don't think you need to say you're thrifting.
Well, what would you call it?
You're just going to the Goodwill. It sounds like so much more... For bad clothes. Like, I feel like there's good places to thrift.
True.
From what I've been told the definition is.
True.
From our special guest, Troy Murdoch.
True. Ooh, nice plug in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the Goodwill.
And I think Goodwill, like, recently has been getting a little proud of themselves.
They have.
Like,
they
have
think
been...
they're thrifting. Everyone's calling them thrifting, so now they think they're thrifty.
Yes. They have. They've been sniffing themselves. And now I go in there and I want to buy a t-shirt that should be, like, $3. And it's like $8. Like, mm-hmm. I should go buy it. I could go buy this new.
Yes.
Like, what's the point?
But no, my opinion on thrifting is I think it's great that the women enjoy it, but I just feel like I'm there just to follow around.
The women?
Yes.
Nice.
Because
I have
that's
a little,
all I do is
I have
I just
a little different of a perspective.
Around.
Mine comes from I like clothes.
Yeah.
Like,
you do.
I like to look nice in what I wear.
You don't like to look nice. You just like to match.
I like variety.
You have this weird obsession with matching. Think about it.
I don't think obsession is
your,
the right word.
Yes, because yes. your shoes,
I
your
think,
like your outfit, it's weird.
I think all your clothes should match.
They don't. Yes, if you buy it like me in just the same grays and blacks and blues, it does all match.
Yeah,
no, I
true.
Think you should
but
have
you
some
got
variety.
Like purple, yellow, pink, green.
I have two pair of
red.
Pink shorts, and now I just own pink.
You do own pink.
You do.
It's not Pittman pink, but it's pink.
Hey, hey, calm down saying all these names.
Not everybody can be Pittman pink.
Not everybody can be Pittman pink. But me, I like clothes. And I like clothes cheap. So like...
That's fair.
When I go thrifting, in air quotes.
I never go thrifting. I go with a woman thrifting. Whether it be my mother or my grandmother or a friend, like we've done several times.
Yes.
And I might find something. But
that's,
I don't go thrifting.
That's me too, except for Plato's Closet. Is Plato's Closet considered thrifting?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Because you're the expert.
Yeah.
Joy Murdoch, special guest host.
Like a resale shop, I would say.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, wait, so is there a difference between resale shops and thrift stores?
There's definitely a difference between consignment stores and thrift stores. So consignment.
Wait. I've never heard of this thing called a consignment
I actually
store.
Do know what consignment sales are.
Tell us, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that much. Okay. I just know that I've been to them, like DuckDuckGoose.
Hey, when our special co-host asks you a question,
our
you answer that question.
Co-host?
Yes, because she go gets the bread. GGDB.
GGDB. Well, special co-host, Joey Murdoch. A consignment sale is a sale
What's
with
so
consignmented items.
What are consignmented items?
It can be anything. clothes.
Who distributes these consented items?
You know, I'm not going to say that. I think Joy should finish the question. Because she is a great co-host.
She is a great co-host. Okay. So what's the difference between a thrift store and a consignment store?
So a thrift store takes everything that you get them. So you can just lug off a pile of your dead grandma's clothes and they'll take it all. Like, I'm being so honest. And a consignment store is it's kind of like Player's Closet and like Style Encore. They go through...
Subtle name drops. Yeah. If you need sponsors, okay. Sponsor us.
Yeah, call us up.
For real. Call us up. So they go through the clothes. Like, they look through and check for stains, the quality of them.
Oh, wow.
They go through a lot. I can tell you some of those.
So they're like fruit inspectors.
For real, yeah.
So fruit of the loom inspectors, if you will.
Okay, maybe.
So do consignment stores, like, send stuff back? They're like, no, we don't want this.
Yes. So
they send it back to the customer?
Yes, to the customer, to do what you will with it. So when you essentially, let's take Player's Closet, when you give them, like, a pair, like a big old bucket of clothes, they could give you back like 30 items from that bucket.
Oh, wow.
And they only take like 10. And then they pay you for what they give you. They pay you up front at Player's Closet, and that's what they do. A lot of other places do the same thing, but they look through and they decide whether or not they want to sell them. So things that could turn them away from that is that if they're not in style right now, if they have holes or if they're peely, if they just look worn, that's how you can tell.
But they have been worn.
What about the intentional holes?
Those are fine. I mean, like, holes like in the armpits, like holes in the shirts.
That's no bueno.
Like, some shirts, they like those holes.
Yeah, especially like around the collar area.
Weird, but we saw someone buy one.
I heard it's trendy. So I have another question. Is there like a secret society of like
thrifters?
Yeah, who decides what's in style? Like, do you have a Facebook group? Are you a member of this secret society?
Are you the leader? I feel like you're the leader.
I'm actually the leader of this like secret society mafia thrifting club. It's actually mine.
Is it called Mafia Thrifting Society Club?
Yes, Thrifters
for Life.
Thrifters for Life.
Thrifters for Life. And we have a cool like TFL. Gang sign symbol. It's great.
I wish you guys could see it. She's doing it right now.
Yeah. Isn't it great? It's like that. You have to get... okay, never mind. But, and we also look around these big old tote bags, too. Like, when you subscribe, you get a tote bag.
That makes sense.
Does it say Thrifters for Life on the tote bag, or y'all have to be pretty subtle about the whole...
You know, we have to be pretty subtle, man.
I bet.
Like, telling y'all...
Well, I mean, secret. I think about it. I've never seen a Thrifters for Life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you know, y'all are under the radar.
Yes, y'all are. If y'all are listening and are diehards, we thank y'all. Mm-hmm. One more question.
Okay.
I saw this on TikTok. Not that I'm on TikTok. I was just happening to look at my girl cousin's phone, who is on TikTok all the time. Because as a guy, I don't have time for tiki-taki. And I see a lot of, like, people with... like the tote bags, and they go to like places with bins. What is that?
Yeah, so there's a difference between like Goodwill bins. So Goodwill bins, they just dump everything in the bins and you have to go through it yourself. But at Goodwill, they go through it and they hang it up and they put it in their
size.
Exactly. They put in their size and the color and the category. So it's easier to shop at like your local Goodwill, which, as we heard, Josh doesn't think is actually the thrift store, which is okay.
Thank you.
That's fine. But
your feelings have been validated.
I needed that.
I'm trying to validate you over here.
Thank you.
But the bins are just harder to go through. There's actually, so there's a recent market over here, and it's like a market. And so all these people will take their vintage clothes that they've gathered over time, and they'll sell them to you. And that was really cool. I went to that.
Is it like a swap meet, but for like old people clothes?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for like vintage clothes. But like it's people our age doing it because it's so cool. And it's so fascinating to see like what was in style back then and like the cool like items that you can bring out from the past.
How many people do you think were like, grandma, give me this sweater or no retirement home for you?
Threats.
I know.
Thrifters for life, man.
Thrifters for life.
That's right.
Comes with a cost.
Intent, man.
A thrifting cost.
Apparently.
But a cost nonetheless.
Apparently. Y'all are scary.
Wow. How did thrifting become what it is?
I think it's always been around, whether it be hand-me-down clothes, like hand-me-down clothes where you're passing stuff on. Or
hand-me-downs are thrifting. That is a form.
I think it is. I mean, you're not getting money for it, and you're not paying money for it. But does that actually have to count as thrifting?
Yeah. If you were spending money, it'd be called buying.
Exactly.
Used clothes.
Right. So I think it's been around for a while. That's what I think.
Nice. Okay, I have a question, if you don't mind answering it.
We have a lot of questions. You are so, like, inquisitive.
You really are, because you're so knowledgeable on this, and we're not.
You're like, distributing so much knowledge.
No, for real, because today, this is Joy's Guide to Thrifting.
Okay. No, for real.
We're just asking all the questions.
We might have to change the name of the episode.
Okay.
We might actually have to. Oof. Because all we've put in is...
Please don't come take our job.
Yeah. Oh, you could talk about your shoes.
You could.
You do thrift shoes, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't talked about shoes.
I don't know. As a sneakerhead, as a member of the sneaker community, we don't have like a mafia, like the thrifters.
Y'all should work on that.
We don't have tote bags.
Do you have shoe boxes?
We actually do. We walk around with like multiple shoe boxes stacked all the way up to where we can't even see.
Okay. Do you have a gang sign?
Oh, we do not. We do not have a gang sign. We call ourselves the Faith Walkers because we walk by faith and not by sight. Like, we can see absolutely nothing.
That is so good.
Once we stack these shoes up. But when I thrift, in air quotes, for shoes, a lot of people like to buy beaters, which are like really beat up, like old shoes because they're cheaper and they like clean them up and restore them.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know how people do cars?
Yes.
People do that with shoes.
Okay. Interesting.
I do not do that because I'm in college.
Right.
And poor.
Yes.
And I want to wear my shoes like immediately after I buy them.
Because you are still a poor man with no money.
With no money. I am not Picasso.
I don't know if Picasso had the money.
Or at least Picasso's dream. I'll tell you what he didn't have. The ear. Wait, is that him?
No, that's someone else.
It's it.
I think it was Van Gogh.
Yeah, it was.
Because Van Gogh gone.
Oh, this is Daniel all over again.
It is Daniel. Guys, okay. Guys, listen to me. Eduardo over here.
Allegedly thought.
No, there were plenty of witnesses tonight.
All alleged.
He thought that Joseph in the Bible, the guy who got the coat of many colors.
Not Joe Jenkins from earlier podcasts.
No. He thought Joseph didn't even exist. He just forgot Joseph altogether. He thought it was David. He thought it was Daniel. He thought Daniel in the lion's den and Daniel in the coat of many colors were the same thing. Oh. And he was dead serious. It was something.
I could tell you the story. I just, names are not my strong suit. And if
Trace,
you know me,
Church, if you're listening, he does not listen to you.
Yes, I have.
No, he doesn't.
We are fresh off of Guida to Church, and this is going to be a bad look.
Can't even tell you what Joseph, what he wore.
He wore a coat of many colors.
You know that now.
Did he?
Oh, do you think? Oh, actually, no. His dad made it.
Didn't his dad give it to him? No, his mom gave it to him.
Oh.
She made it.
It was like firsthand. Like she made it and gave it.
Yeah. It was made firsthand. It and gave it.
So afterwards,
yes.
Once they sold him into slavery.
Yes.
Then it was thrifted. Then among the brothers.
The thrifting cycle began. Ooh, is that where Thrifters for Life began?
Yeah.
Were Joseph Brothers the original Thrifters for Life?
Oh my gosh. I think they might be.
Do y'all still sell people into slavery?
Oh my goodness. Do y'all, Joy?
No.
Oh,
Joy. Absolutely not.
They have moved past that.
Maybe we need to cancel this episode.
No, for real. No.
I think we got a little too deep into the thrifters
okay,
for life.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's change the subject. This is going to get real deep for a second.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Like, this is a real philosophical question. Like, I might break y'all's brains. If, you know how Joseph's dad made the coat, or his mom, or whoever. If the materials are secondhand, if these are secondhand materials, is the coat thrifted?
No.
Oh, it's not?
Because the product, which is the coat, is new.
Exactly.
But the materials are used.
I mean, what materials are not used? They're all just individual materials.
No, I'm saying this is like, you know the ransom letters where they cut out the magazine clippings?
Oh.
That's how they cut up the old clothes to make this coat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Would that be thrifted?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not the expert.
I know.
I think Joy decided.
I think we should let our expert have the final say.
Long, thoughtful silence.
I'm thinking.
Intentional pauses.
Mm-hmm. Intentional pause.
No, they need to be here.
Yes.
I think.
Intentional is intentional.
I don't think it's thrifted.
It's not thrifted.
No.
Y'all heard it here first.
It reminds me of like how people used to make paper, you know? They'd just take old paper. And then they crush it up and like put it over
thing. That was such a thing in 2020.
Yeah, for real. Oof. Like everyone did that.
Okay.
Remember whipped coffee?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a girl, so I didn't.
And bread.
Oh, yeah. So much
sourdough. Toilet paper. Y'all know if about you that know, toilet
you
paper.
Know. If you know, you know. Okay, be one more question. Out there. Probably not the last one, but a couple more. What is the difference between upcycling and thrifting? Or is there a difference?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that word.
Yeah. Again, on my cousin's phone on TikTok, because Trey, again, is not on Thrift Talk.
Yeah, so upcycling.
Sorry.
Again.
Just so, interrupting her.
I apologize. I really do.
Thrifter.
So upcycling is different from thrifting because you can take a thrifted item and upcycle it by making it into something new. So you can, like, you would take a dress and you'd cut it off and you'd make a skirt or something. Oh. It's a little different. But, you know, there is a thrifting process in it, but it's not the same thing because when you're thrifting an item, you can take it and just wear it. And also, you can upcycle your thrifted clothes. So they work hand in hand, but they're not the same thing.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
That is cool.
Oh, cool. Okay, I just have one more question.
Okay.
But it might be the make or break question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also have a conspiracy behind this question.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Do you believe in girl math?
What does this have to do with thrifting?
What was the sigh for? Because you used the money.
I think you're going to scare away some of our listeners.
You're scaring me.
Oh, sorry.
Joy. Oh, wait. It's okay. Does girl math scare you?
Wait, so you don't believe in it?
You don't? Are you anti-girl math?
Okay. Pop down. So I think I believe in girl math. We just didn't have a word for it. It was just one of those like Delulu things that we could all agree on.
Delulu.
Like, okay.
That is such a girl thing.
Like delusional, you know?
Oh, is it that much work to say delusional?
Yes.
Y'all were talking about those pants.
Yeah. That company. With the Lulu lime?
Yeah.
The Lulu oranges?
Lemons.
Lululemon.
That's not what you're talking about.
Actually, when you're thrifting, look for that because that is expensive. Okay.
Do you think people fake Lululemons and remake that little bitty brand?
Yeah. Are they getting like Walmart leggings and like
put
the sticker on.
I don't think people can actually do that, but like I feel like different companies that want to.
And then after three washes, where'd my Lululemon label go?
Time to thrift a new pair.
Exactly. It's fun.
Yeah, but back to your girl math. Are you pro girl math?
Ooh. Do you endorse girl math as the head of Thrifters for Life?
Yeah, say it right there in the microphone.
No.
Really?
We were around before girl math. We always have been and always will be.
Oh, wow. Is girl math the social construct?
You want to know my thoughts? Hold on. I'll let Joy finish.
I just think that we all had things we agreed on. Like if we spent so much money at a coffee shop and then got a coffee free, we're making money because we got that free coffee.
No, that is quite possibly the opposite.
And stuff like that. Okay.
So you believe in girl math?
I do believe. I believe in girl math, Josh.
Oh, wow. You just don't endorse it.
You don't, like, out loud be like, hey,
well, hey, she's the president of Thrifters Anonymous.
That's right. I can't be telling everyone my opinions all the time.
You're like, right. That's on us for asking too many questions.
Yes.
I'll just tell you my conspiracy. I think girl math is a scheme by the government.
Like birds.
Which government? The world government?
Just like birds. Right now, just American government.
But it's spreading.
It will be spreading.
Like COVID.
It continues to do as good as it's doing here in America.
Does it spread like from money to from cash to cash?
So here's what happens.
Like how toilet paper?
You know how when the government wants to put a new bill into place or something, they bring all those papers.
Yes, they do.
Like 700-800 page papers.
Uh-huh.
Snuck in there was girl math. And pretty much it was to raise the economy back up.
Stop.
Because the economy's kind of rough right now.
But.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we got to bring it back up. And how are we going to, like, here's how the government's looking at it.
Okay.
They're like, people don't got money. They can't buy stuff.
No, they can't.
We're also in debt, so we can't give them money.
No, we cannot.
So let's make them think they have money. Let's tell them, yes, you have money. So all these initial videos of the girl math, those were paid actresses.
Is this like a Waffle House situation?
They didn't even buy that free stuff that they were talking about.
Free stuff with the cash.
With the air quotes, yes. They just started it. And now, all across America, girl math is happening, and they are throwing their money away for no reason, and they're all going to be broke.
Oof.
That's why they should thrift.
Exactly.
Mic drop.
Oh, and that gets me to my gear grinder.
Ooh, back to back.
Yes. Intentional pause. Oh,
wow, that was okay.
Intentional pause. It grinds my gears when girls say they thrift, in air quotes.
Yes.
And they only go to consignment stores.
Interesting.
Like, I feel like thrifting should be like a word search.
You didn't even know what a consignment sale was 8 minutes ago.
I know, but now that I know, I've been able to form my gear grinder.
Oh, okay.
Because they've always said it. I've always heard the word, but I never put a definition with it.
Oh.
It's like my Joseph thing. I've always heard the story, just hadn't put a name to it.
Just didn't listen.
Yes.
This feels kind of forced, don't you think, Joy?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
You know what?
That's okay.
Somebody's going to appreciate my gear grinder because we are out of time today. Josh.
Already?
Wrap us out. Wrap us up, man.
First of all, thank you, CBC Tower.
Thanks, guys.
As always, couldn't do any of this fun stuff without y'all. Go to our Instagram at @therreal_dynamic.
Oh, you got it right. Look at you.
Dude, that was probably the first time ever. And this is like episode I don't even know anymore. Follow and like all of our stuff or follow and like zero of our stuff.
You do a float your boat.
Yes. Be honest. Be real. Be thrifters for life.
Be a diehard.
Thank you, Joy Murdoch, for being on the show with us
today. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah, because taking your time means a lot to us.
Our thrift analyst over here.
That's right.
For real.
Anything you want to say?
If y'all have any thrifting questions, any concerns about going into the world of thrifting, any scares.
Just have fun.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
That's what you tell. Enjoy
yourself. Break the bank on thrifting stuff, but don't.
Do the girl math.
Do the girl math. Exactly. Just have fun. It's enjoyable. Take your friends. Go buy a coffee. Get those points and get some more clothes.
Get all that girl math.
All that free money.
Y'all are helping the economy.
From the government.
Good job, guys. Okay. Final shout out.
We
don't actually have one.
Actually, like, planned out. I do.
Really?
Yes.
Who is it?
We met some people at a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And they said they were going to listen, and we said we were going to give them a shout out.
So they better be listening.
Yes. We really hope y'all are listening. There is this new restaurant. Mm-hmm. It is called Doce.
No, Doble.
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 I got it wrong, so you can get it right. Good job.
Good job.
It's called Doble, and we want to give our shout out to Austin.
Yes.
And Ashley.
Ashton.
Ashton.
Yes.
Again, got it wrong, so you can get it right.
Yes, you did.
So Austin and Ashton, if y'all are out there listening, y'all are our shout out for this week.
Fun fact, too, they also started Tacos for Life.
Yes.
And now have moved over to Doble. Like, they're still taking care of Tacos for Life. Like, don't worry about that place.
Yeah.
But they're also getting Doble up and going.
Yes.
And
we recommend the nacho fries.
Because those nacho fries are bomb.
Yes, they are.
Those are so good.
Hey, man, we got to get out of here. Yeah. And as always, don't ever forget it.
Jesus loves you.
But we do not. Peace.
Bye, guys. Tell them bye, Joy.